Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it
this day.
Yes.
This fabulous Friday morning. This Friday that's leading into Labor Day weekend. Woo, woo.
I love Friday on this program because on Friday we want to take some time out to talk to our listeners and those who have made contribution to help us to stay on the year, because it's not for free. We had to pay for it. And if we can't pay for it, they will ask us to leave the program. Doesn't matter how good the program is. And so we want to give a big shout out to those, you know who have responded and who have contributed. And if you haven't contributed yet, it's time to sow seed, man. You got to sow seed. You got to say, I love that program. Do you? I listen to that program. It's been a blessing to me. Because one word in this program, you don't need a lot. One word can change your life. Mm-hmm. Just need one word. We say one word, and they say, ooh, that's good. Mm-hmm. And then it has to be, that's for me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to implement that word into my life, and you'll see. You don't need 1,000 words, just one word.
One word that stays in your mind for you to meditate on throughout the day, throughout the week.
Yeah.
One word of elevation to bring you to the next level.
You know, I made great stride, Pastor Diana. Mm-hmm. When I did that teaching, don't be a step late. Right. Mm-hmm. That's one word. Mm-hmm. That topic. Don't be a step late. Whatever I'm doing, it's always in front of me. Now you gotta get going, man. Get going. Because somebody can beat you out. Mm-hmm. Prepare. Whatever you gotta prepare it and bring it in. You can't come and, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Beckford, but Pastor Diane was here yesterday. And we make a decision to give her. See, I'm late because Pastor Dan do her work. I can't blame her. No, the company. So that always stay with me. Whenever I'm doing anything, don't be a step late now. Be early, no late. So I'm going to do exactly what it is. Look in right where I'm at for what I need. I don't have to go out of town for what I have. I got it right there. So I just put it together. So one word. And this radio broadcast, Monday to Friday, can change your entire life.
Yeah. Procrastination brings torment.
Yeah.
So if you just remember that, procrastination brings torment.
Yeah.
So think of something that you've procrastinated on. Every time you think about it, it brings torment. Oh, man, I should have did that. Oh, man, I should have started that already. Procrastination brings torment. And then when you get to that final deadline and you've procrastinated for days, for weeks, maybe even years.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to rush and you're trying to put it together. And when you finally get into the flow of that thing, what are you saying to yourself the whole time? I wish I had more time. I wish I had more time. I wish I had more time.
Yeah.
Well, you did have more time, but you procrastinated. So procrastination brings torment.
Torment.
Let that be your slogan. Procrastination brings torment.
Yeah.
I could just go ahead, do that thing, get it done. do it with excellence.
You have peace.
And then I have peace. And I have time where I could come back, look over it again, and I could even perfect it to a greater level. I can make it even more excellent.
Yeah.
So when we're doing the things that we need to do, when we're doing the do's, we don't have to worry about the don'ts.
Right.
But if you didn't do it and it's in the category of the don'ts, it's going to be tormenting you.
You
were supposed to do it. You didn't do it. Oh, man, I didn't do it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got to make that call. A lot of times we do put that. That's one area where we do procrastinate a lot, because we are out of the habit of actually getting on the phone and talking to somebody, because we're so used to text. We're so used to email. But if you actually have to make, I know for me, if I actually have to make a phone call, like a phone call regarding a matter, I'm not talking about to a friend or family member, but a phone call regarding a matter, like if I have to call an organization or something, I procrastinate on that. But then once I do it, I say, oh, that phone call took 2 minutes. That phone call took 3 minutes.
Just go ahead and do it.
But all those times, the other 20 times I thought about it, oh, man, man. If I would have did it the first time, I wouldn't have had 20, mans.
I tell you, I love that. So here's a word I just got that picked up from you. Procrastination brings torment.
Torment.
Because when I know that I should do this thing and I didn't do it, I'm tormented.
Mm-hmm.
I have no peace. You know when I have peace? When I get it done.
When I get it done and it looks
good. I have peace.
Peace, yes.
Yeah. So on this Friday morning, we just want to give you an opportunity here, and we need to tell you how much we appreciate you Monday through Friday who listen to this program, because without you, we are just beating the year. It's dead year. It makes no sense. And so we're just throwing away money. We got to know we have listeners out there. We got to know we have people who really enjoying this broadcast, and not only enjoying it, but it's revolutionizing your life, and you are growing from the teaching that we give on this year.
If you want to send a testimony how this program has impacted you, please email us at ctciconnect@gmail.com. That's CTC for Celebration Tabernacle Church, CTCIConnect@gmail.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know how this program has impacted your life, and we would love to share your testimony on the air. So go ahead and get those to us. You could also mail or write to us at P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. You can mark on your envelope, Make Your Day Count, so it goes straight to this program.
Yes.
And if you would like to make a financial contribution, you can make your check or money order out to Errol Beckford Ministries. With your financial contribution of any amount, you'll receive a copy of Pastor Beckford's book, Make Life Work.
It's a great book.
Great book. And my book, The Robe of Many Colors.
Great book.
Yes, so include your shipping address so we could send those to you. If you already have a copy and you want us to ship them to a friend for your financial contribution to this program, just include their shipping address and we'll get them to them.
Because we know the book will be of great value because it has great inspiration in there. It tells you that life without God is meaningless. To make life work, ask God, number one, for help. So I have to surrender my life to God and come to the place to accept that God is the maker.
Yes.
Is the maker. You know, knowing that we did not make ourselves, he's the one that make us. And so since he's the one that make us, he knows the direction that our life should take. Mm-hmm. And this book is just a roadmap, and yours book is just a roadmap to get you to another level. You know, why live this life and didn't make a mark? You know, Pastor Kim, before she left here, her whole life, she says, I want to make a mark that cannot be erased. What a powerful statement. She did. It can never be erased. She make her mark up on Dixon Boulevard. It cannot be erased by nobody for generations to come.
And she always said, no property that Celebration Tabernacle Incorporated has acquired will go back to the devil.
No, because why take it from him and give it back to him? You know, that doesn't work. That's what she means. For generation to generation, mm-hmm. she's making a mark that cannot be erased. You got to make some quality decision in your life here that I'm a contributor and a distributor. Use the word contributor mm-hmm. and a distributor. I distribute. Because guess what? I was talking to a friend of mine, and I says, there's one thing I do know. It doesn't matter. You can't take none of what you got with you.
Right.
When that knock, I don't care. Young, old, rich, poor, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. When it knock on your door, you can take not one thing with you. So why not spend it right now? Mm-hmm. Why not use it to build the kingdom of God? Find what God is doing. And we always say, find what God is doing and then join. Mm-hmm. Say, if you think God is in this program, then join in. Mm-hmm. And you shall surely be a blessing. I've been yapping, you know, but it's Friday morning. And we're ending this broadcast. And we go on next week to a brand new subject, work hard. You want to wrap that up, mm-hmm. Diane?
We're under the benefits of hard work on page number 18, the last paragraph. This is the point of the story of the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh, who sought more land when Israel crossed into the promised land. Then the children of Joseph spoke to Joshua, saying, "Why have you given us only one lot and one share to inherit, since we are a great people, inasmuch as the Lord has blessed us until now?" So Joshua answered them, "If you are a great people, then go up to the forest country and clear a place for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and the giants, since the mountains of Ephraim are too confined for you. You are a great people and have great power.
Yeah.
And you shall not have only one lot, but the mountain country shall be yours. Although it is wooded, you shall cut it down. And its furthest extent shall be yours, for you shall drive out the Canaanites.
Yeah.
Though they have an iron chariots
doesn't
and
matter.
Are strong. Though they're strong, you're stronger than them. You are stronger than your
because
strongest enemy.
Don't just repeat this word, but let it become true unto you. Greater is he that is in me than that which is in the world. Don't just repeat it and it's not true unto you.
Yeah, because they had the revelation. They said, since we are a great people.
Yeah.
So they had to grab a hold of the revelation that you are a great person.
Yeah.
God has created you as a great person. So they had to grab that revelation first. If they didn't have that revelation that they were great, then they were to continue to be complacent. But they grabbed this revelation that said, we are a great people. So when they grabbed that revelation, when they took hold, when they conceived that word, the manifestation that follows, we're a great people.
Yeah.
So I just conceived that word. So after conception, there must be manifestation. So they come to Joshua and they say, look, we're great. Why are we in this confined place? And Joshua said, well, if you're great, then go up to the forest country. Prove it. There's plenty of place up there for you.
Yeah.
There's some strong chariots in the land, but you're stronger than those.
Yeah.
There's some trees up there, but you have the ability through hard work to cut them down and to bring them down and to take dominion of that place. He said, so do it. So first we have to get the revelation. We have to conceive the word that we're a great people and God has a great promise for each and every one of us. The place was there, but they had to go and pursue it. So Joshua tells them, you're a great people, and you have great power. You shall not have only one lot. If you do something, you shall not have only one lot.
Hey, I love this as we close out. If you are great, you got to prove it. If you have ability, it's supposed to come out of you. Don't go around saying, I'm good, and complain, but prove it.
Yes, make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound?